Fall is just around the corner, and home is the center of it all. At Ashley, seasonal decorating's a breeze with their range of designs and materials. Snuggle up on a family-friendly sectional or an ultra-modern sofa. Or gather outside and enjoy the crisp, cool air with a new fire pit or conversation set. From minor refreshes to total overhauls, Ashley has the essentials to make your home fall functional and fabulous. Shop in-store or visit ashley.com today.
Is that the new iPhone 15 Pro?
Oh yeah, it's made with titanium and the Pro camera is epic. Just got it at T-Mobile.
Nice.
Yeah, and I got their Go 5G Next plan, so now I have the freedom to upgrade my phone every year.
I gotta get to T-Mobile.
Take charge of your upgrades at T-Mobile.com.
Phone now via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. 1 year upgrade requires financing, qualifying device, and upgrading in good condition after 6 months with half paid off.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I am coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. Thank you to super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's holding it down in New York City. So whether you happen to be here in Georgia with me, California, New York, man, you could be in Oregon. We're going to talk about that. You could be in Wisconsin. We're going to talk about Wisconsin. You could be in Florida. We're going to talk about Florida. I got you covered. Regardless of where you live, what you're doing, where you're at, work, at home, at school, doing something you're not supposed to do, I'm going to be hanging out with you for the next 4 hours. This is when I get started, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. You can always listen on the free Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. You can tune in on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, SiriusXM. If you got SiriusXM, you can listen on channel 158, and you can always ask your smart speaker if you have one of those listening robots in your house. You can ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. A busy night. Obviously, we're going to talk about Damian Lillard being traded to the Milwaukee Bucks. We're going to talk about the impact that's going to have on the Blazers. And then how about the other team participating in this trade? We're going to talk about the impact that this has on an already stacked Phoenix Suns. And then we're going to talk about the team that wasn't involved. My apologies to everyone in South Florida, as Damian Lillard will not be joining the Miami Heat. No, that kind of sucks. So we're going to talk about what this means for the East, what this means for the Bucks. And so there's a lot going on there. Also, in some NFL news, it looks like Bryce Young is going to be on track to return versus the Minnesota Vikings. Joe Burrow has been consulting with Aaron Rodgers, not about ayahuasca or a wellness retreat, but about calf injuries, calf strains, something that both of these dudes have had to deal with. So it's nice that Aaron Rodgers isn't just acting as the head coach of the New York Jets from California, but Aaron Rodgers is also sharing health and wellness tips with Joe Burrow. Hopefully that's where the tips and the information all stops. Hopefully for the Bengals fans. And then, of course, it's top six list. Every Wednesday night, a new top six list. And there's a lot of talk about point guards tonight. And so tonight, specifically, and I will explain when we get there, I'm going to give you a top six list of some of the best floor generals in the NBA today. And you know what? Since we're going to talk about floor generals, next hour, we're going to have a conversation with one of the best floor generals of all time. He might as well be the best floor general of all time, Irvin Magic Johnson. Yes, Magic Johnson is going to join us next hour. He's working on another cool health initiative that'll benefit the country. So we'll talk to him about that. And then, of course, we got to talk to Magic about point guards. And specifically, I do want you to hear what Magic has to say about Steph Curry, who said he is the best point guard of all time. If you want to talk to me, you don't have to be Magic Johnson, but we got a phone number. It's connected to a lot of lines. We paid our bills. And so I know it works, even though I don't call it because I'm on the other end. It's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Hey, Shep, I can't call the number, but the number works, right?
It does, JR.
That's nice. Yes, and you can also follow me. I'm online everywhere at JR Sport Brief. Shep, how was your, what's today? How was your Wednesday? It's a hump day. You get some humps in?
It was good, man. Didn't get some humps in, but it was a good Wednesday, man. How was your Wednesday? I heard you had a conversation with some big-time guy. I forget his name, but...
It's Irvin.
Okay, Irvin, got it.
Some guy named Irvin. Yeah. Do you know another Irvin?
It was Irvin Johnson of the Bucks.
I was going to say, the center.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, I know no other Irvin but that giant Irvin Johnson who played in, he got to be in the 90s for the Bucks. Decent career, I think. Must have played, I don't know, eight to 10 years. I don't know. Just an ordinary big man. But we got Magic Johnson, Irvin Magic Johnson, next hour. Now, let's just get this out the way. Let's talk about the point guard that was traded this afternoon. After months of speculation and where does he go and what does he do, Damian Lillard's not going to Miami. Damian Lillard is a Milwaukee Buck. He is hooking up with Giannis Antetokounmpo, and I mean, well, damn, this is a big deal. It took two additional teams. This is a three-team trade. What do the Milwaukee Bucks get? Only Damian Lillard. What did they trade away? Jrue Holiday is gone. He goes to the Blazers. The Bucks give away a 2029 first-round pick. They're going to swap the rights for picks for the Bucks' 2028 and 2030 picks. The Phoenix Suns are involved. They get Yusuf Nurkic. Hopefully he can stay healthy for Phoenix. We know he's never healthy. Grayson Allen is gone from the Bucks. He's now a member of the Suns. Nasir Little also goes to the Suns. Keon Johnson goes to the Suns. And damn it, a lot of people are talking about the Bucks. The Suns were able to add some depth. Let's think about this. DeAndre Ayton is gone. He's a member of the Blazers now. But the Suns able to pick up a center and Nurkic. They have a dirty player. Every team needs a dirty player. The Suns have one in Grayson Allen. They got Nasir Little, also a young Keon Johnson. We're going to get into the Suns. But Damian Lillard has wanted out. For years, there were all these conversations about whether or not he was going to go or stay loyal. All these talks about whether or not he was going to go to a team. I don't want to join a super team and all of this. And he ends up wanting to go to Miami. His agent pretty much says he will not go anywhere but Miami. Miami obviously didn't want to give up any pieces. I mean, well, maybe some of these teams like Portland didn't want some of Miami's pieces. But the fact is, he said yes to Giannis. He's going to be a Milwaukee Buck. And the Milwaukee Bucks are still one of the best teams in the NBA. They're still one of the best teams in the East. And the guy that they acquired in Damian Lillard is even statistically one of the best closers that the NBA has ever seen. A matter of fact, don't take my word for it. Don't just look at the stats or look at the numbers. Giannis Antetokounmpo talked about Damian Lillard over the 2023 All-Star game, over All-Star weekend. This is from TNT. Listen to Giannis and what he had to say about Damian Lillard just being the Mariano Rivera of basketball.
I put Damian Lillard on our team. I really believe Damian Lillard, he's going to close the game out.
You need to get a closer.
Yeah, the year I won, he was the one that took the ball from half court. Was like, and made that shot here like 35.
Yeah, I mean, Giannis Antetokounmpo actually picked Damian Lillard over his own teammate at the time, Jrue Holiday, during the draft. Do you remember this? Listen.
My first pick gonna be Damian Lillard.
Look, that surprised me too. No, you're not gonna do him dirty here, are you? No, you're not.
Giannis has changed this weekend.
I think so too.
You know, he always talk about loyalty, being loyal.
I know who my teammates
are. All that stuff, right? So I knew for sure his first pick was going to be Drew. So I don't know what's going on with Giannis. Okay. You messed my whole draft board up now.
I'm sure to win.
Yeah, Giannis is trying to win. And this ain't no all-star game. This is reality. This is all reality. And poor Drew Holiday, it was only yesterday that Drew Holiday said that he wants to be a Milwaukee Buck for life. And they traded him. And what's likely to happen is that he is going to get, I don't want to say the boot, but the Portland Trailblazers are not going to keep him. He's going to be able to move on to another team. Now, do the Milwaukee Bucks lose some defense by bringing in Damian Lillard? Yes. Yes, they do. Still should be a strong defensive team. You have a ridiculous freak. I mean that in the most, the nicest way, with the length of Giannis Antetokounmpo. Brook Lopez is aging, but he's a big-ass human being. He certainly played well in his contract year last season. And then you still have some, you know, some dexterity. Bobby Portis Jr. is still there. You have Jay Crowder. And this is what it boils down to. If we got to think about the Bucks starting lineup, it could be Portis Jr., Middleton, could be Crowder, Giannis, Brook Lopez, Damian Lillard. Between Crowder and Portis, one of them guys are going to go out there and play. And this is just a wild, wild situation. Damian Lillard, knowing that he is no longer a member of the Portland Trailblazers, his resume, sterling. Drafted 2012, sixth overall, seven-time All-Star. This man, Rookie of the Year, he did go to the Western Conference Finals, couldn't do squat diddly against Golden State a few seasons ago. But this man has put up some of the best moments that you will ever witness from a three-point shooter in crunch time. Waving bye-bye to teams, destroying folks. He probably has the best range in the NBA, sans Steph Curry. And when you actually look at the stats and the numbers in less than 2 minutes, for whatever reason, and this is freakish, Damian Lillard's shooting percentages actually increase in 2 minutes or under. He is one of the best, if not the best, crunch time performer in NBA history. I don't know, sans some guy named Michael Jordan. And so Damian Lillard put out a post today on Twitter. He said the casuals won't be addressed, but the Trailblazers fans and city of Portland that I truly love will be, and they will be addressed truthfully. Stay tuned. Damian Lillard also put out a song, and I listened to this song, poor me. It's called Farewell. And in this song, which is, I don't know, about 3 minutes, it took him all the way to the damn end where he said, I continue leaving trails, but won't be for the Blazers. I can never be replaced. They'll know sooner than later. Just know that what I left is better than what I inherited. Oh, that happens to be true. I mean, Damian Lillard was basically a trailblazer because LaMarcus Aldridge was pretty much left by himself after Brandon Roy's knees just could not and did not work. And so I don't think there needs to be any hard feelings here between the Blazers and Damian Lillard. It was time to move on. They weren't going to win anything. To be honest, they should have moved apart years ago, but Damian Lillard did not want to look like the bad guy. And you know what? He got somewhere. He's with the Bucks. He will be competing for a championship. I know they lose some defense with Drew Holiday, but the fact is, sometimes you got to look at what you get in return. They have a certified bucket getter. The Milwaukee Bucks, the year they won their championship, they really relied on Chris Middleton to go out there to be the shooter, to be the closer. Giannis was the brute. He was the beast. He was the Greek freak. He was grabbing and getting you 30 points. He was blocking shots, playing defense, grabbing rebounds. He was doing it all. But when it came time to hope that you got a shot, you were looking at Chris Middleton. You were hoping Drew Holiday put down the bucket. There's not going to be any of those questions. Giannis is now going to benefit from having Damian Lillard there. Chris Middleton is going to benefit. Neither one of these dudes, any of the three, are going to be relied to have even more pressure. The pressure is lessened. We know who the closer is. It's Lillard. And if you dare think about Lillard, you don't think life is going to be easier for Giannis cutting to the basket, a two-man game, Chris Middleton hanging out on the wing? This is going to be a dangerous squad. If I want to think about questions for the Milwaukee Bucks, it boils down to a few things. Depth. I know Grayson Allen is not the most dangerous man in the world, but he's a dirty one. They still have Pat Connaughton. Okay, he's going to put up some shots. They still have Bobby Portis. They're going to need to stay healthy. And whoever wins the Eastern Conference, it's really going to boil down to health. We can look at the Boston Celtics and the size of Kristaps Porzingis now that Marcus Smart is gone. You going to trust Kristaps to stay healthy? A little tricky there, isn't it? If I got to think about Miami, a little surprising that they even got to where they were. My apologies to the upset and sad Miami Heat fans, but a big reason they were able to move forward and surprise the hell out of everybody was because Giannis was screwed up with a back. That's just the reality. And do I even want to think about the Sixers as a threat? Come on. We got about 5 days before James Harden goes nuclear. Oh, and by the way, speaking of the Miami Heat and what they did or did not do, Jimmy Butler, he ain't sound too happy with what took place. And so these are the facts, folks. The Milwaukee Bucks got better. And if they stay healthy, and we got a long way to go, the trade deadline is in February. We're going to see some movement there in the East. We got a long way to go before we get to April, May, and June. But for Giannis Antetokounmpo, the man who said he needed to see the Bucks improve and compete for championships and titles and bring in talent, could they have done anything better than bring on Damian Lillard? I think the answer is no, and this is a perfect situation for Damian Lillard. He's 33 years old. He's not getting younger. He's going to be playing with a Giannis in his prime. It's the best player that either one of them have ever played with, and they will make life easier for each other. And Damian Lillard, the man who can barely play 60 or 70 games, they don't care how many games he plays in the regular season, as long as they don't get fined. They just want him for the playoffs. They want him so the Bucks can win another championship. The Bucks are scary. Let's see if they can stay healthy. And if they are healthy, I would take these Bucks to win the East. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Phone lines are open. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to take your calls. What do you think about these Bucks? Are they the best team in the Eastern Conference? On the other side of the break, we'll hear from someone from the Miami Heat who's not happy. His name is Jimmy Butler. Not thrilled that Damian Lillard is a Buck. And then, we've had some history made in Major League Baseball. Ronald Acuna just extended one of his records. We'll talk about that and hear that as well. We're just getting warmed up. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Congratulations to Ronald Acuna Jr. Minutes ago, the Atlanta Braves beat the Chicago Cubs here in Atlanta at Truist Park. 6-5. It took them 10 innings to do so. And in the process, the Atlanta Braves had to rally. They were down 4-5 in the 10th. Ronald Acuna Jr. singles home and drives in Kevin Pillar, tying up the game. Ronald Acuna Jr. then go ahead and he steals second base. And in the process, it's his second steal of the night. He is then driven home and singled home by Ozzie Albies. The significance of this for Ronald Acuna Jr., he is the first and only player in Major League Baseball history to have a 40 home run, 70 stolen base season. This man said, screw 40-40, forget 40-50, forget 40-60. I'm the only dude who did that too. 40-70. His numbers and his stats on the season are ridiculous. Ronald Acuna Jr., he stole the base. He lifted it up above his head. And remember, the bases are bigger this year. I don't think it matters. This man is a beast. A matter of fact, let's listen to the call courtesy of Bally Sports.
Ronald goes! There it is! He did it! A 40-70 season and a season unlike any other in Major League Baseball history for Ronald Acuna Jr. Take the base and take a bow, number 13.
Give it to him.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
It's impressive. It's just absolutely nutty. He is batting .336, which is second in the majors. He has 41 home runs, 103 RBIs, and 70 stolen bases. I know there are a lot of times, and he's playing center field, by the way. There are a lot of times where you hear about guys being a five-tool player. He has been everything. He is fully returned from that torn ACL. A lot of people need to remember that he went through it, and God knows what numbers he would have put up if he didn't go down with his knee and have to become reacclimated. He's a freak. And mind you, the Atlanta Braves got him on the cheap at minimum. If they don't want him for an extra 2 years, they only have him for 8 years, $100 million, or they can extend that to 10 years, $124 million. This is the best player this year, right now, in baseball. He is playing, and I'm not going to say for free, but he is playing on a major discount. Let's see if the Braves bats, they're also ridiculous. The whole lineup is, it's not a hole in the lineup. Let's see if the bats can keep them alive in the postseason. Congratulations to Ronald Acuna Jr. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Mike is calling from Baltimore. You're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Mike?
Hey, JR. How you doing, my friend?
I'm great. What's on your mind?
The Dame Lillard trade, is it official? Did it officially go through? Did it go to the Bucks?
Yeah, he's going to the Bucks. I think the only thing stopping it from being official is physicals. Why?
Okay. No. Well, my cousin plays on Miami, Haywood High School. I was hoping that Miami could have got him, but I don't begrudge Dame Lillard because he stayed in Portland and he did his piece, and I'm glad he's gonna go to somewhere. He's got a title shot, but I was really hoping it would be Miami. I didn't know if it was official or what.
Well, but the only thing slowing it down is if somebody walks into a physical with a broken leg. So,
what's this about Jimmy Butler? You hear something about Jimmy Butler protesting? I mean, what can he do?
He's not protesting anything. He's being a funny guy. A matter of fact, Mike, I want you to hear this from Baltimore. Thank you so much for tuning in. Yeah, not too long after the trade was announced, Jimmy Butler decided to go on social media, and he made a joke. I will assume it's a joke, and he said that the NBA should look into this trade because somehow, some way, the Miami Bucks had to have tampered.
Yo, NBA, man, y'all need to look into the Bucks for tampering. Y'all do. I'm just going to put that out there. Y'all didn't hear it from me, but I heard it through somebody. Y'all look at them for tampering.
What happened, Shep?
No, I thought you said Miami Bucks. Because we're all thinking Bucks. Miami Heat.
The Bucks. Milwaukee Bucks.
Oh, gosh. No, but you said Miami Bucks. Right.
Oh, okay.
Not a big deal. No,
they're not on. Well, he ain't in Miami.
Exactly.
And Jimmy Butler is upset. Yeah, okay, that the Milwaukee Bucks, he feels that they tampered. And there's nothing all going on here, folks, man. It's just how it is. That's why we had people calling last night. And you would feel that something was going to happen. Something was going to go down. As people were talking about the Raptors. It's like last ditch. Are you going to move, you being Miami? And if you're not, we're going to go elsewhere. And that's exactly what happened. Giannis Antetokounmpo, I mean, just he himself, he's been very clear. If we don't improve, I'm gone. I mean, he was on one of the Believe podcasts, 48 minutes, and Giannis basically said, yeah, I'm not signing no extension. My goal isn't just to be a Buck for life. I'd like that, but my goal is to win championships. Listen to this.
As long as we play and we approach the game every single day the right way and we all sacrifice for a common goal, I can see myself being in Milwaukee Bucks for the rest of my career. But the moment I feel like people are not committed as I am to get that golden pin in the back, I am not. You know, I'm a Milwaukee Buck. But most importantly, I'm a winner. I want to win. And I have to do whatever it takes for me to win. And if there's a better situation for me to win the Larry O'Brien, I have to take that better situation.
Yeah, well, I think for right now, he's going to be sticking around, and I think if they have success next year, he's going to sign that extension next season. And who's the biggest winner in the NBA today? The Milwaukee Bucks, because you bring in a Damian Lillard, and your worries of Giannis leaving, they're not at the forefront. You ain't thinking about it right now. He ain't going anywhere. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to more of your calls on the other side of the break. Damian Lillard is moving. Giannis Antetokounmpo, he probably isn't going to move. We'll have to see. I can tell you someone who is moving. Michigan State moving on from Mel Tucker, and he is not necessarily happy about that. I will explain on the other side of the break.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, JR. Pleasure to speak to you. You know, I just recently discovered your show a few weeks ago, and just got to tell you that you've got a very easy listening style.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. We talked about Damian Lillard. We talked about Ronald Acuna stealing 70 bases, the first dude in Major League Baseball history to have a 40-70 season. And then we talked about just the guy who is not going to Miami, and that's Damian Lillard. This sucks for the Heat. You know, Strus is gone. Gabe Vincent is gone. I mean, the Heat are always going to compete. But, man, they lost some major pieces along the way. And I got to mention this. We have a positive story, at least someone positive from Michigan State joining us next hour, and that's Magic Johnson. We'll talk with Magic Johnson in about, I don't know, 40 or so minutes from now. But I have to talk about something negative with Michigan State, and it happens to be the firing of Mel Tucker. He is gone. The man was basically suspended, put away, just put into mothballs, suspended without pay for allegations of just sexual harassment. And today he got the boot. I'll explain some more But I want you to take a listen to this news break earlier today from CBS Sports HQ. They had the coverage. Listen to this.
Breaking news here on CBS Sports HQ from college football. Michigan State has fired head football coach Mel Tucker following sexual harassment allegations that ultimately led to his suspension earlier this month. In a statement, the university's athletic director said Tucker's, quote, inappropriate and unprofessional conduct, end quote, led to the decision, while adding the school would distance itself from Tucker based on his actions. Tucker is accused of engaging in explicit acts with sexual assault survivor and activist Brenda Tracy, who filed a complaint last December. The firing comes 2 years into a 10-year, $95 million extension that Tucker was given back in 2021.
Michigan State is going to save $80 million. Here's the deal. Michigan State brought in a woman named Brenda Tracy. She is a sexual assault survivor and an activist. And they said, at some point, allegedly, back in April of last year, that both she and Mel Tucker were having a conversation. They were on the phone. And that, you know, they were doing things. He says it was, here's what it is. He says it was consensual phone sex. She says, no, it wasn't. The school says, either way, you violated your contract. That you brought public disrespect, contempt, and ridicule to the university. And now he's been fired. He's gotten a boot. And so, yeah, he's made $10 million pretty much. And maybe, yeah, about $15, $10 million out of that $95 million 10-year deal. And so he threw all of that money down the bag because he wanted to allegedly enjoy himself too much. And it doesn't appear that he's going to go away without a fight. It looks like this might be hitting the legal system. Mel Tucker officially gone after being placed on leave, suspended without pay, just a couple of weeks ago. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Hubie calling from Baltimore. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Hubie?
Thanks for taking my call. I'd like to touch a couple subjects. The Damian Lillard trade, well, he might help Milwaukee rebound and get another championship. And Acuna in baseball, oh, man, those numbers are through the roof, man, because I'm a baseball guy. And I'm not going to touch that Michigan State stuff. I'm not going to touch that one. But I must say this, that Magic Johnson being the best point guard ever, the GOAT, yes, he is. Magic set a precedent for big men to even handle the ball. He won on every level. And I never seen a one play forward, guard, and center in a championship. Magic numbers speak for themselves. He the man, man. Magic man is the man. And off the court, he's even a better person. I was going to diss him, but I'm not going to touch that subject. Because he's a humble person.
Okay.
Thanks for letting me share.
Well, you can hear it from him out of his own mouth in just another couple breaks. Okay, Hubie?
Yeah, he's a good dude, man. He's a good dude, man.
He is, and you'll hear it from him. Thank you so much for calling from Baltimore. There's no disputing that. I don't think a human being, I don't think anyone who knows a damn about anything would dispute anything that he just said. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Buffalo and talk to Sam. Sam, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, JR? How we doing?
We're doing good. How are you?
Doing good. I'm doing good. We can keep it moving, though. I wanted to talk about this Buffalo-Miami Dolphin game. You know, Josh Allen, number 17. I think it's kind of ironic because the Bills went 17 years without a Super Bowl or without a playoff appearance, rather, as you know. And I'm kind of concerned. We have Josh Allen, and, I mean, we got Gabe Davis and Stephon Diggs, but how are we going to keep up with Tyreek Hill? How are we going to keep up with if Jalen Waddle's playing? I mean, it's basically Sean McDermott versus, Mike McDaniels in this one. And I don't know. I know Josh Allen likes to put the Superman cape on, but I mean, can we really keep up with that? They just dropped 70 on a Denver Broncos team. So
yeah, and they did that without Jalen Waddle, as you know. Look, they're going to be around come playoff time, the Buffalo Bills, and I will assume that later on in the season they're also going to have Von Miller. And I also don't believe the Miami Dolphins, as great as they are right now, they're one of three 3-0 teams in the NFL. I don't think that they're just going to wake up and drop 70. Do they have the ability with someone like Tyreek Hill to just say, boom, here's a touchdown out of nowhere? Absolutely. Tua is one of the most accurate QBs in the game. But I wouldn't short the Buffalo Bills. Are the Miami Dolphins playing better right now? Yes. Would I pretty much choose them or select them to win the game this upcoming Sunday? Yes, especially the fact that it's going to be – well, it's going to be in Buffalo, actually. And so, no, maybe
it's going to be a hard matchup. Yeah. I mean, we know that Josh Allen is an absolute dog. But, I mean, let's forget today's game. Let's say we try to get them in the playoffs. What happens come, you know, week 15, week 16? Is Ken Dorsey really going to be dishing up the same kind of plays that he is now?
No, that's why I brought up Von Miller. What's going to take place this Sunday is not going to be, I would hope, the same thing that takes place later on in the season in the final week. So just let the season play out. It should be a good game. At least for the Buffalo Bills, they've been able to beat up on Las Vegas and Washington. They smashed the living hell out of Sam Howell, that people are now concerned about that guy's well-being. And so let's see if the defense can continue on. I mean, after disappointing against the Jets, they've picked it up over the past 2 weeks, as they should, and now they enter into a more competitive matchup against Miami. So I wouldn't doom and gloom the season, man.
Yeah, I'm concerned about Superman, though, you know, seeing he only had really two touchdowns. I mean, we put up 37 points, but let's be real, that was mostly defensive. So,
it's
I don't know.
Three weeks. 3 weeks. I think they'll be okay. Thank you, Sam.
Yeah, I appreciate you.
No doubt about it. Thank you, Sam, for calling from Buffalo. 3 weeks. You know, nobody's looking at the Buffalo Bills like they were last season, where Josh Allen was already a favorite to win MVP, and the Buffalo Bills were pretty much earmarked offense and defense to go to the Super Bowl. They're still good, folks. I wouldn't sweat it. Jaleel here from California. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, first-time caller here. I appreciate everybody. And I just want to shed light on the Mel Tucker situation. I am in California, but I'm from Michigan, raised in Detroit. And out of all the people Mel Tucker had the chance to talk to, you would think that he would avoid a sexual assault awareness speaker. Like, come on, man. I don't know if he hit on her first or vice versa or how the number was passed on, but come on, man. He blew away all that money, $80 million for a phone call? And I'm not trying to, you know, get into specifics of it, but basically a questionable phone call blew away $80 million. How much of an idiot can you be?
Yeah, you don't have to, you don't got to tell me. Those are the allegations, and he has said it was consensual. Look, yeah, that's one way to blow money. If all of this happens to be true and accurate, that's one way to blow some cash, isn't it?
Exactly, and I'm going to chime in with one more thing. Since we're talking about the mitten, I want to give everybody a alert that the Detroit Lions will pull this off. It won't be as close this Thursday night with the Green Bay Packers. I'm taking the Lions by 10 points, 31-21, man. There's a new sheriff in town in NFC North, and that is the Detroit Lions.
Okay. Thank you, Jaleel, for calling from California. Hey, Shep, that's a big old waste of money now, isn't it?
No. It sounds confident coming from Jaleel.
Oh, no, I'm saying for Mel Tucker.
Oh, yeah, oh, absolutely. $80 million? Yes.
He could have talked to somebody else, man. Could have.
Absolutely. Or, I mean, at least do it in an alias voice. I mean, I shouldn't make light of this, but...
He could have done what now?
I mean, do it in an alias voice. Like, do it in, like, one of those technology things where, like, it makes you sound like Darth Vader.
Well, the point was, like, they were having a conversation.
Right.
And he felt it was consensual, and she did it. And here we are. He could have spoke to somebody else, but... But the fact is, yeah, she's a sexual assault survivor. What are you doing?
I know. There's no getting around how stupid he was, honestly. It's a shame.
Throw away an opportunity of a lifetime. Go on a date, like, just take her on a date, maybe, and maybe she didn't even want that.
Yes.
I don't know. Brandon's here from Green Bay. Go ahead, Brandon.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I'm a huge Milwaukee Bucks fan over here, and it's a great day. This is probably the best trade they have ever made besides, I don't know if they drafted Kareem Abdul-Jabbar or if they traded for him, but besides that move. And if they stay healthy, the Bucks are the team to beat in the East, and I'll even say the whole NBA. And as far as the Thursday night game tomorrow, I think the Packers are going to keep it close. I think it's going to be a good game. I actually have the Packers winning. I like what I saw from Jordan Love. That 17-point comeback was very impressive. They shouldn't have been down 17 points, but it's still impressive how he never got rattled and was never nervous and was able to rally the team.
Well, thank you, Brandon. That was a lot of information in a short amount of time, bro.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, thank you.
Yep, you too. Have a good night.
You as well. My man. Hey, Chef, we got to bring him back. He knows he's the perfect caller for the end of a break.
He sounds like Brian Windhorst, too.
Does he?
He does, yeah.
I'm just happy he got all the information.
He's not out of breath or anything.
Well, I'm out of breath, Chef. You're going to have to close out this segment. What are we doing next hour?
Well, we're going to talk to a Michigan Spartan great, as you said, Magic Johnson, the greatest point guard of all time, arguably the greatest leader in all of sports of all time, JR. I'm looking forward to that. It's going to be fascinating.
And we got more callers here.
Well, we do have a couple more callers. I know we had some people that weren't able to get through because the lines were completely jammed with Joe Namath. We got someone that wants to spill the beans on that. And
again,
talk
Joe
about
Namath
the underrated
again?
CJ Stroud.
Joe Namath?
Well, yeah, that was a big topic yesterday, yes.
Oh, my God. Well, listen, we're going to take more calls. We're going to hear from Magic Johnson. We got a top six list coming, top six floor generals in the NBA. We didn't even talk about the Suns. Let's get to your calls, talk Suns more, here at CBS Sports Radio.
Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Facts are facts. Like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
I'm here to tell you about Pom Pom at Home, where comfort meets elegance. Pom Pom at Home is offering 20% off site-wide for a limited time. See why so many of the top designers use Pom Pom's luxury easy care bedding. They have created a timeless, beautiful, coastal living look that incorporates subtle tones and natural fibers, offering a unique touch. Create your dream bed now. Get 20% off sheets, duvets, throws, and more right now at pompomathome.com. Easy to use, easy to love luxury bedding. Just enter code POMPOM at checkout.